Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. After a weekend of campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris in central Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro returned to his stomping grounds of Montgomery County to do it again alongside Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there at the rally at Wissahickon High School.
Governor Josh Shapiro and Kamala Harris have similar political career paths, and he's pointed to that similarity at least twice in the last 3 days of stumping for Harris in Pennsylvania.
She was a prosecutor, a tough-as-nails prosecutor. She was attorney general like me, and let me tell you something. She wasn't afraid to take on the powerful.
At Wissahickon High School, Shapiro was joined by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who also touted Harris's record as a prosecutor.
And it makes me think maybe that's why Donald Trump's so scared of her.
Shapiro and Whitmer went on to talk up accomplishments of the Biden-Harris administration, like creating jobs, boosting infrastructure, and reducing the cost of insulin, among other achievements. They also spoke of, quote, real freedom, a message becoming synonymous with Harris's new campaign and some of its top issues.
The freedom to not just get by, but to get ahead. The freedom to make our own decisions about our own body.
Both Whitmer and Shapiro are also believed to be top contenders to be Harris's running mate in November. Harris said she will make a decision on that before August 7th. In Ambler, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The parents of a Philadelphia doctor who was killed after a suspected drunk driver slammed into her bicycle in Center City earlier this month are vowing not to let their daughter's death become just another statistic. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The parents of Dr. Barbara Freitas, John and Mary Dietrich, are outraged to find out that 68-year-old Michael Vahey, the man charged with homicide by vehicle connection with their daughter's death, had a previous DUI charge. It's alleged that earlier this month, Vahey was twice the legal alcohol limit when he drove his car into a bicycle lane along Spruce Street near 18th Street, striking chop Dr. Barbara Freitas while she was riding her bike. The oncology doctor was pronounced dead a short time later. Back in 2009, Vahey was convicted of another DUI, but it was later expunged after Vahey completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program through the courts. In a statement, the Dietrich said, knowing Barbara lost her life to a drunk driver operating a motor vehicle twice the legal limit for a second time is even more despicable. They say they'll work with the district attorney's office to ensure Barbara's death is not just another statistic, that there's change and there's full accountability with tangible results, not nice words of remorse and sorrow. Vahey is being held on a $1 million bail. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Where did the summer go? The first day of class is less than a month away for Philadelphia School District and many charter school students. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Speaking after the district launched its annual back-to-school bus tour Monday at the School of the Future, Superintendent Tony Watlington said the district has tried to keep closer track of how many teachers will be needed for the new year because it's pledged not to shift them around based on actual enrollment anymore.
The fact that we will not level teachers this year has forced us to do a good thing, to spend more time over the summer keeping our arms around our young people, staying in touch with them, knowing where they are.
The district says 94% of its teaching jobs are filled as the first day of school on August 26th approaches. Mastery charter schools begin their year on August 21st. CEO Joel Boyd spent his morning with kindergarten students at Mann Elementary's kindergarten prep program.
We started last year, expanded it significantly this year, and we plan to continue expanding it.
The expansion of Mastery's Kinder Ready program to 12 schools is funded by a federal grant designed to help get third-grade reading scores to grade level. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.